Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a crisp morning across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, expect some clouds but no rain. A perfect day for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines first. The Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that former President Trump claims Iran is begging for a deal. CENTCOM has cleared mines from the Strait of Hormuz, while the IDF has struck southern Syria. Israel accuses the Lebanese army of not curbing Hezbollah's activities. Also, the Times of Israel reveals that a censor has allowed the publication of reports that Israel held direct hostage talks with Hamas, approved by the Prime Minister. Also this hour, Walla reports on how Hamas's moves are leading to targeted eliminations, as the security establishment notes Hamas's exploitation of international pressure. Separately, Enet details that Netanyahu approved a direct channel with Hamas in 2025, which helped break a hostage talk deadlock during the 2014 war. And finally, I-24 News highlights that Netanyahu operated a secret back channel with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza war. From X, the latest. Open source analyst OSINT613 shared earlier that the Iranian Foreign Ministry views U.S. sanctions as a threat to international law, criticizing what they call lawlessness and crude bullying. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, commented earlier today on a Wall Street Journal story, noting the arrogance and ignorance of great powers who often overestimate their abilities while underestimating their adversaries, drawing parallels with Putin and Ukraine. Meanwhile, Israeli activist Hen Mazig posted that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, has condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism by name on CNN. Let's go deeper. The Jerusalem Post reported that former President Trump believes Iran is eager for a new deal. This comes as CENTCOM announces the clearance of mines from the crucial Strait of Hormuz, ensuring safer passage for global shipping. The IDF strike on southern Syria reflects ongoing tensions in the region. This military action comes as Israel criticizes Lebanon for not controlling Hezbollah's activities, heightening regional security concerns. Turning to the Times of Israel's report on direct talks with Hamas. The censor's approval to reveal these meetings indicates a significant shift in transparency regarding Israel's negotiation strategies post-October 7th. The revelation of these talks could impact future diplomatic engagements with Hamas. Meanwhile, Walla highlights the security establishment's assessment that Hamas is leveraging international calls to halt targeted eliminations. This move by Hamas could influence Israel's tactical decisions in its ongoing conflict management. Starting with Ynet's report, Netanyahu's approval of secret negotiations with Hamas underscores a pragmatic approach to resolving deadlocks. The details from the 2014 war show a strategic side to Israel's conflict management, reflecting on the complexities of diplomatic channels. Finally, I-24 News provides additional context on Netanyahu's secret back channels with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza war. This information reveals the intricate layers of past negotiations, which could inform current and future diplomatic efforts. On the economic front, Ynet Business reports that cannabis company Intercure will receive 230 million shekels in compensation for damages incurred on October 7th. The damage to its Nir Oz facility underscores the economic fallout from regional unrest. Separately, Walla Business highlights a significant regulatory move against Carmel wineries. The imposition of transparency and product prohibitions marks a pivotal moment in the wine industry's regulation. And finally, according to Globes, NYIAX has acquired U.S. smart parking company IPS Group for $350 million. This marks the largest acquisition by the Israeli cashless payment company, reflecting its expansion ambitions. In break times. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.